In the stimulus bill, education programs would receive nearly $100 billion in new funding, including $12 billion for special education. Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education. On a conference call with reporters today, several times he called the funding for education a historic opportunity and spoke about how soon the money can flow from state capitals to individual school districts.
There's a huge sense of urgency out there, so we want to move both very quickly, very fast, but also be very smart. And in the next week, we'll be getting information out about that. So there are two issues. Obviously, there's school districts that are really struggling to make ends meet and complete the school year. And then obviously, coming from taking my old job, you have schools, you know, school state chiefs and school superintendents, district chiefs, who are in the midst of planning their budgets for the next school year. And what we want to do is get information out very, very rapidly so that both as people think about how they end this school year and also how they plan for next year, they will know exactly what they have coming to them from us, and so that they're not laying off people one day to bring them back the following week.
According to the National Education Association, Florida should receive over $5 billion in education funding. But there were concerns that the state might not qualify for all that funding. That's because of a provision that deals with requiring that all states must keep their funding at 2006 levels or risk losing federal funds without getting a waiver. That could include Florida, because it has cut over $600 million from its education budget since 2006. When asked about that today, NATA Secretary Duncan, John Schneer, responded.
Would not be a blanket waiver. There would be a very efficient, quick process with some criteria set out to ensure that both states could use funding to avert cuts where needed, but also to avoid the risk of funding being shifted out of education altogether.